Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts, beginning December 4th. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The spotlight is on now. The Solaria Singers Professional Chamber Choir is performing a holiday concert this weekend at the Orlando Museum of Art. And it's based around the culturally shared concept of light emerging from a dark time. It's called A Solaria Solstice, a Luminous Holiday Concert. And it features not only Christmas and Hanukkah standards, but contemporary, multicultural, and secular songs that reflect on the longest night of the year and the light that comes afterward. The Solaria Singers is the professional chamber choir that's part of Central Florida's larger family of choral performers called Orlando Sings. Director Andrew Manier says this holiday show aims to reach across traditions.
Solaria Solstice is not your typical holiday concert. We do feature music for Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, but we also do multicultural works and contemporary choral music that reflects the year's longest night and the light of hope entering the world. And it's not just a Christmas concert, it's not just a Hanukkah concert, but we are bringing in all of these traditions, as well as secular traditions, right? The celebration of the solstice goes back for millennia. We think about things like Stonehenge and Machu Picchu and Chichen Itza that with the Mayans in Mexico. These are cultures that have been measuring and celebrating the movement of the sun and the earth, and the relationship between light and dark and how that changes throughout the year. And so as we approach December 21st, which is the longest night of the year, that means that from every day forward for the next 6 months, there will be more and more light. And so as we approach this end of the year and we have a chance for a new beginning in the new year, it just fills me with hope and excitement for all the possibilities of what's ahead. And, you know, and it's no coincidence that Christmas and Hanukkah fall at this time of the year as well, right? Where the birth of Jesus is all about light breaking into the world, into the darkness. And Hanukkah also is a celebration of light where we light candles, and we remember this miracle of light being provided in a dark time. Not only do we sing beautiful music of these various traditions, but also throughout the program, we have moments of poetry, spoken word, that provide some reflection on the music that we're singing, reflection on the world that we live in today. It's become one of the favorite things that I get to do every year is to do this Solaria Solstice program. It's moving, it's inspiring, and it's just a lot of fun to make music at such a high level with these fabulous artists.
So you said you've been doing a Solaria Solstice for 5 years, but the music changes every year and the venue has changed this year, right?
Yes, we're excited about our new venue. We'll be at the Orlando Museum of Art. And the auditorium there has this really great live acoustic, perfect for a cappella singing, though we're not entirely a cappella. We do have some things that will be with piano. But in that room, in the size of that room, it has the perfect balance of being an intimate experience for our audience where they'll be right up close to the singers and also where the sound will be really reverberant in the sort of a medium-sized room with a really live acoustic. I think it's going to be a great spot for us, and we're really excited. And the music does change from year to year, though we do have a few audience and singer favorites that we have brought back. We have a tradition of always finishing with two songs. One is called Rise Shine, which is a spiritual, and then we finish with this really
moving and beautiful arrangement. Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The spotlight is on
now. Talk to me about the importance of such an inclusive holiday program in these times.
Choral music is one of the most powerful pathways to bring people together. When people come from all walks of life and they can join together, take a breath, sing together. You know, sometimes it's your turn to take the lead. Sometimes you need to just step back and listen. You literally come together in harmony and you collaborate together and create something beautiful and powerful, and you share it out with the world. And in that way, I often say that choral music is a microcosm for how we all ought to be in the world and in community. No matter where you're from, you can come together and meet together on this very deeply human and personal level that is created when people sing together. We are using our voices. It is we ourselves, our bodies, that are creating these sounds and creating these vibrations in the air that we all hear and experience and feel together. And when we come together and we reflect on these words and on these harmonies and these melodies and these stories, it creates a common ground where we can set aside our differences. You know, it doesn't matter who we voted for, how old we are, or where we're from. But we can all come together and experience this together and just be who we are and just bring our full selves into that space and into that room. And there's this thing that I feel as a conductor where I feel this heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection from my chest, from my guts to the singers. And then I feel that right back from them. I sense that that energy then moves out into the audience who feels that together. And then that feeds that energy back to the stage, and it becomes this sort of reinforcing cycle of feelingfulness, of being alive in the moment, fully present right there in that room, experiencing something together. It's magical.
This show may have taken on an additional importance after the situation over the weekend of a shooting in Bondi Beach in Australia, where 15 people, as part of a crowd who had gathered to celebrate the first day of Hanukkah, were shot in a terrorist attack. Do you have any thoughts on how music and how intentional inclusivity that is built into your show can address situations like this when asked?
Singing and experiencing the song of the people, the folk song, the cultural traditions of people, especially those who are different than you are, is a really important way to remember our common humanity. When I've had the opportunity to tour internationally with choirs, and we sing, for example, children's songs of the place where we are. You know, I experienced this as a college student when we went on a choir tour to Vietnam. And this is in the late 90s. And this is a place where we had just 20 years earlier been at war. And when we sang the children's songs of the Vietnamese culture, everyone in the room smiled and clapped and sang along. And all of a sudden, there were a group of people on stage from one country and a group of people in the audience from a different country who just one generation earlier had been at war with one another. And here we were smiling and singing together. And it was just such a beautiful moment of peace and joy and seeing one another and just being together and experiencing something together. It was so inspiring. And right now I'm music director for All Is Calm, a production with Opera Orlando. And this is a story of the 1914 Christmas Eve truce during World War I, where it was songs like Stille Nacht, or in English, Silent Night, right? Where the German soldiers were singing that song in German, the British soldiers singing it in English, and it literally caused them to set down their weapons, step out of their trenches, and come together and sing and shake hands and exchange gifts. It literally created peace on the earth, even if it was just for that day. And so through experiencing the music and the culture and the songs of others, we elevate and honor them and their traditions, even those that are different from our own traditions. And in my experience, when we do that, it creates deep respect and honor, and you couldn't possibly want to hurt someone that you know and honor and respect and celebrate. I believe that when we create these moments of peace and harmony in our corner of the world, we then go back out into the world and to our families, and to our neighborhoods, and to our workplaces, and we carry that peace in our hearts with us. We carry that empathy and care for others and interest and celebration of others. We carry that with us back out into the world, which then reverberates to everyone around us. Then that reverberates beyond just our community. We as artists have an important role to play in creating these moments where we can recognize our common humanity and then bring that back out into the world that so desperately needs it.
That was Andrew Menier, director of Orlando Sings and Solaria Singers. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.